just the next few seconds and allows these teams to make the pit stop, or we'll cycle around for at least one more lap. By the way, we are in the Toyota commercial-free zone on our PRN broadcast. We'll take you to the conclusion without any commercials. We appreciate Toyota doing that for us. 13 yellow flags on the day, and it looks like we'll make at least one more circuit around this mile-and-a-half racetrack before we put the green out to allow pit road to be open.
We've mentioned before we had 11 cautions last race at Texas, so 13 today, two more than that. The record, 16 yellow flags in a race. I'm not sure we'll get there, but then again, yellows beget yellows at the end of the race. When drivers talk about the give and take, you get to this point, and I'm taking everything I can get, and that usually means more yellow flags.
Pace car coming back around to the start-finish line here. Let's see if they get any indication of what is left to go. No, they're just being shown five laps as the flag person holds up five fingers saying that we're getting close to the end here. The lights are still on the pace car, Mark Garrow.
Man, oh, man. We'll have to see how this is going to play out. Again, pit road is closed, and I'm not sure what NASCAR is going to do at this point. But usually, as you talked about, Doug, a quickie yellow, they got to open it up at least briefly. And so I don't know if we go another lap before we get the one to go or two more laps.
Cole, the further this goes, the less opportunity people have a chance to pit, don't they?
For sure, but I think it's going to be a green-white checker here. I mean, because they still got to open pit road here. There's probably only going to be a couple laps to go here, and we'll see. It's going to be tight to see who can win this race. I mean, Brad Keselowski's in fourth now with fresh tires. Can he make it happen with two to go?
Tell you what, that last restart hurt him. He went down to turn one, and I'm not sure what happened with the air there. He shot up the racetrack, so Chastain was able to get by him, move him back to the fourth spot. But Chase Elliott's going to have control of this race when they go back to green. Been a long time since NASCAR's most popular driver has been to victory lane and grabbed a checkered flag. And again, as I talked about earlier, this team has really been trending in the right direction. And Chase has said all season long, we haven't set the world on fire, but I'm very happy with the way this team is progressing. And look what we have right now. He's got the lead in the closing stages here at Texas.
Pit road is open. It'll be four laps to go. The PA announcer just cranked up Europe's the final countdown with four laps remaining here. And there were no takers on pit road here. Everybody stays out.
Well, I'll tell you what we have to do right now. To catch our breath, we're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you in part by a Countryside Cooperative of Durand.
Welcome back to Texas Motor Speedway. It looks like we are headed for a green-white checkered finish. It'll be one to go when they come back to the line. I'm Doug Rice along with Mark Garrow. We've been thrilled to have Cole Custer in the booth with us today. On pit road today, it has been Alan Cavana, Wendy Venturini, and Brad Gilley out in the turns. Rob Albright and, of course, Pat Patterson, and our race day director has been Laura Beth Barnhart. It's been a crazy affair here. 13 yellow flags. The most recent one came out for a single car incident involving Kyle Larson in turn two. And up front, we've got guys that have great tires, not so good tires. The guy with the least amount of worn tires right now is Brad Keselowski, but he is back in the fourth position. And when they turn them loose the next time by, when they come by, it'll be three to go. So, Mark, when they come back, it's like Cole said, green-white checker time.
Buckle up. Buckle up. It is going to get really crazy. You mentioned that last victory was Chase Elliott's second race of Talladega in 2022. And again, remember, that was the year he won five times. He won at Dover, Nashville, won the second race at Atlanta, also won Pocono before winning Talladega. So he had really built up some momentum in 2022. We're getting set now to go back to green flag racing. Chase Elliott has chosen the inside of row number one. Hamlin will go to his outside in row two. Chastain inside. Brad Keselowski on the outside. Rob Albright, how about picking up the rest?
It is William Byron. He'll line up on the inside of row number three. Alongside him will be the car of Daniel Suarez. And then in row number four, it's Chase Briscoe, who's fought his way back after running in the top five. And then the guy who looked so dominant for so long on the outside of that fourth row, that will be Tyler Reddick.
So when they come back to the line, they'll get the green flag. It will be a green-white checkered Texas shootout finish here today at Texas Motor Speedway. Pat Patterson, I think we're in for a couple of wild laps here to finish this.
Yeah, you've heard me say this before, but this is about the time my Uncle Chick would also say, somebody might get their feelings hurt here. We're going to see exactly how this is going to play out as we watch the pace car bring the field in. And you just said it. There's a bunch of guys up here hungry for a win. Who is going to get it done? People are cleaning off their tires. Drivers getting those tires clean. Belts good and tight. The fans, well, they're not sitting down. They want to see the end of this one. Pace car's headed to the pit road. Who's going to win it in Texas?
Row one is Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin. Row two, Chastain and Keselowski. Green flag waves to the inside, getting a little bit of a jump. It's going to be Chase Elliott, but right there, hanging on his outside, Denny Hamlin as they roll to one.
Absolute dead heat as they flash by my position on the roof of turn number one. Swinging way high once again as Brad Keselowski will hang on side by side for the race lead down the backstretch. Nobody giving an inch. Chase Elliott on the inside, Hamlin to the outside. Now Chase Elliott gets a nose out in front of Hamlin. Hamlin gets a little bit loose. Hamlin now loses control of his car. Hits the wall in turn number four. We go back to the stripe there. It's going to be one car spin by Denny Hamlin.
Yellow flag is out. We are definitely going to overtime here at Texas. The yellow flag coming out as they were getting ready to take the white flag here at Texas. Don't go away, dripping with drama. That's what we've got here at Texas.
It was a single car spin and only that one car was involved. It was a single car spin and the fact that Denny Hamlin was all by himself when he lost that car and backed it into the fence down there.
Identical, Cole. Michael McDowell earlier today battling for the lead on the outside, the exact same spot, and it got away from him. And when it gets away from Denny Hamlin, it's gotten away from one of the best.
They were pushing for all they had. I mean, Denny was trying to drive in there as hard as he could. Chase Elliott drove in there a little bit deeper, and he had the position. He hit those bumps, and that was all it took.
All right, so here's the good news for Chase Elliott. Still has the lead. Ross Chastain now and Brad Keselowski are going to line up there with him. Again, very hungry guy. So is Chase Elliott, for that matter. William Byron sitting back there now in fourth going, like, I got three wins. Why not make it four? So we'll have to see how this thing plays out.
I didn't think we'd be talking about William Byron being a player coming late down in this race today. There's one time that he got up there and was in contention and led a couple of laps, but he's been hanging in there, and right now he's nestled into the fourth spot.
Doug, he's become one of the best so quietly in this business. He's won 9 of the last 42 Cup races. And you think of that and you go like, wow, that's more than anybody else. And he's done it so quiet. He just goes out there and he gets the job done. Cole, he grinds away. He just hangs in there. Look at it, where we are right now. We've hardly talked about him all day long. He's in position to win this race.
Exactly. I think that's a great way to put it. He grinds through the day. I mean, you don't see William Byron make a misstep very often, making mistakes. You know, I think he keeps himself in the game. Rudy does a great job giving him fast cars, and they're going to be up there fighting for the win about every weekend doing that.
When you talk to Rudy Fugle, you talk to Jeff Gordon, Rick Hendrick, about William Byron, this man puts in the work. I mean, he looks at the data, he's on the simulator, whatever it takes to get it done. He said, look, I've got a routine and I stick to it. And again, how can you argue 9 out of the last 42 races going to victory lane?
Under our 14th yellow of the day, single car crash taking out second place running Denny Hamlin. So as he is eliminated from contention of this race, his car is still out on the racetrack, but no way to win this one today. NASCAR will open the pit lane here. This is a quickie yellow, meaning that lead lap and cars a lap down can come onto pit road and not suffer a penalty here. Out of the first dozen or so, we will see no takers. It is too late in the race to give up the track position as the pace car rolls by us. We are going to be in NASCAR overtime now. It was 2 to go. Now we've extended that.
Well, the race distance was 267 laps. We just completed 268. So that is the way it's going to go here at Texas today. And again, man, you don't get guys much more aggressive than Ross Chastain. And there he is up front, Brad Keselowski thinking, all right, you two guys do your thing, and I'm going to be ready here to pounce maybe and get a victory as well.
For race fans, they've heard the buzz the last couple of weeks that they weren't extremely happy, lack of excitement, lack of tension. I think you used the word drama a moment ago, Mark. You may be able to say a lot of things about this race today. Is it artistically pretty? Probably not. But it does have drama and excitement.
look, I'm not here for a ballet. I'm here for, you know, what do they call it, slam dancing? You know, that's what I'm here for. We're getting that here at Texas.
So, Cole, your home state tracks turned in a pretty good performance today.
Yeah, I mean, it's been exciting. I think these guys, I mean, we said it from the start how treacherous this place is, and you've seen that time and time again with the bumps, with how slick the track is if you get out of the groove, and then you see all these guys on restarts trying to make up spots. So it's just been a wild race, and it's going to be wild to the end of this thing.
We'll reset the field here for you when they come back to the stripe. I don't think it changed much on that quick dash that we had a moment ago before Denny Hamlin got eliminated, but they will come around here. This will be three to go, and then we will have another restart with basically a green-white checkered finish here. As the field is instructed, it's time to choose now as we see them cross the start-finish line, and it will be Chase Elliott choosing to go to the bottom, and Ross Chastain will go to the outside. As they cross by, let's give you the top 20 one more time. Chase Elliott is the race leader. Ross Chastain is second. Brad Keselowski third. Fourth will be William Byron. Fifth will be Daniel Suarez. Sixth is going to be Tyler Reddick. Chase Briscoe is seventh. Eighth to Brian Priest. Austin Dillon ninth. And Kyle Busch has fought his way back up to 10th.
Carson Hocevar 11th. 12th, Joey Logano 13th is Ty Gibbs. 14th, Ty Dillon. 15th, Bubba Wallace. It'll be Chris Buescher 16th. Eric Jones 17th. Then Corey LaJoy 18th. Noah Gregson 19th. And 20th, Daniel Hemric just ahead of Harrison Burton. So Chase Elliott has chosen inside of row one. On the outside, Ross Chastain. You move back to row number two on the inside. That's going to be Brad Keselowski. Outside, it's going to be William Byron. How about the next three rows, Pat Patterson?
Well, you look at the next three rows there, and you talk about Tyler Reddick right there alongside Daniel Suarez. Martin Truex Jr.'s up here. You got the 14 of Chase Briscoe's had a good afternoon. All these guys thinking about what's going to happen on this restart. Here comes the pace car right in front of me. The lights are off. Up front, the number one of Chastain. The number nine of Chase Elliott. Who's going to get to the corner first? Fans are on their feet. We're about to find out.
Time for a Texas overtime restart here at Texas Motor Speedway. Chase Elliott on the inside. To his outside, it's going to be Ross Chastain. Dead heat down the front stretch here. Chase Elliott wiggles going into turn one.
Chastain slows down on the car of Chase Elliott into turn number one. Elliott battles back, though. We've got another car spinning. The caution is out yet again. Harrison Burton up against the outside wall.
And that is caution flag number 15 here in this race. One away from a new race record, and we will go to another overtime here at Texas in the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400.
Cole, we saw Chase Elliott's car have a big wiggle about two-thirds of the way down the straightaway. Any speculation of what was going on there? Was that maybe trash on the tires?
Well, I think you see everybody here. They're pushing and shoving. They're trying to side draft. They're doing everything they can to try and keep this lead here. So I think you're going to see a lot of big moments like that here at the very end.
Looks like Keselowski had his nose right up there underneath Chase Elliott. Remember Chase Elliott had used a three-wide pass driving down to the inside. Looked like Elliott was trying to protect that, and Brad Keselowski went for a hole that wasn't there. They might have made a little bit of contact, but Chase Elliott remains the leader. Chastain second, Keselowski third, Byron fourth, and that's just how they restarted, and we'll rack them up and do it again.
Not changing much here as we get down to these final laps, as we'll have a third restart here to try to decide who finally is going to win the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400. And I think we may have to turn the lights on before we get out of here today. They actually do have them on here at the Speedway now.
Chase Elliott last pitted on lap 212. We're at now 271. Now, fuel is not a major concern right now, but if we get another overtime or two, might come into play.
It could easily happen. I wonder how many laps that Ryan Blaney has made up during the last part of this race. At one point in time, Blaney was, he's still nine laps down. He got the penalty. He was seven laps down, then he got a two-lap penalty.
And he got lapped. I mean, he's been trying to stay out of the way of the leaders and all that, but he's got a chance to take a wave around there because guess what? Everybody else in positions 1 to 32 on the lead lap, and then you have Ryan Blaney now, a very lonely man, eight laps down in 33rd.
Hated to see that for Harrison Burton because he's had a decent day today. He led a handful of laps. He'd been running up front. He was well back in the pack there, but looked like he might have a decent day shaping up, but yet he's going to wind up retiring from this race a little bit early here and probably being credited with a 32nd place finish.
Harrison Burton now bringing that car into pit road. Doesn't look like there's a lot of heavy damage there. They're going to the left side to change tires, putting a little bit of fuel in that car. So Burton will be able to restart this race under overtime. Again, the full distance today was 267. We're now at lap 272 and counting.
Here's what's amazing. Even with all these cautions and the cars that have retired, it'll be one to go when they come back around. We still have 32 cars on the lead lap.
Well, again, a lot of yellows. Let's guys have a chance to get free passes, wave arounds, and here we go. So we're going to have a lot of guys today get a lead lap finish. And again, no telling. Again, how these overtimes work, again, we'll keep going as long as we see the yellow flag before the white flag. If they get the white flag, next flag ends it, whether it's a yellow flag or whether it's the checkered.
Decent crowd here today at Texas Motor Speedway. Cole Custer, not a lot of folks leaving for the exits today.
Yeah, they're all staying here. We love the fans here. They're up on their feet on these restarts. So, man, they're going to get their money's worth here at the end.
I think they've already gotten their money's worth. They've already gotten extra baseball today as we're going into extra innings here and overtime at NASCAR. Mark?
So Chase Elliott inside row one, outside Chastain, inside row two, Keselowski, Byron to his outside, row three, Suarez inside, Reddick outside, row four, Briscoe inside, Austin Dillon up there beside him. That is row number four. So he is in the eighth position. In row five, Kyle Busch inside, and Ryan Preece on the outside behind them. Hosovar inside, Wallace on the outside. That is the top six rows as we get set to restart this race.
And we remind everyone about the restart rules. Once they restart and they come back around and complete the first lap, the next flag, be it caution, red flag, or green flag, will end the race. But you've got to get in one lap under the green flag, which we have failed to do a couple of times here today. Pat Patterson, it's lived up to the billing. And the last time, it wasn't even players that were toward the front that brought out the yellow.
No, you're exactly right. And of course, we got to find out just exactly, you know, who's willing to do what here in this final lap. And they all know that you need to lead when that white flag comes out. Pace car's lights are off once again. Here we go. Re-rack them again. It's Chase Elliott and Ross Chastain on that front row. And we're ready to try to settle it again in Texas.
NASCAR's most popular driver flanked to the outside by one of NASCAR's most aggressive in Ross Chastain. Green flag is in the air. On the restart, they stay side by side all the way down into turn one. Elliott to the inside, Chastain up top.
Again, Chastain tries to keep him squeezed down to the bottom of the racetrack, but he'll run dead even into turn number two. Ross Chastain battling hard on the outside. Elliott with a quarter of a car length lead.
Side by side for the lead at Texas, and maybe for the win as Chase Elliott goes to the bottom of the racetrack. He's got a fender out in front of Chastain. Chastain now trying to hold on the outside.
Chase Elliott moves up the racetrack. He blocks Chastain. He takes the white flag as the leader and heads back to turn number one.
We're going to end it on this lap. It is Chase Elliott with a race lead. Car length and a half over Ross Chastain. William Byron rides third. Keselowski fourth. Elliott stretches his lead off turn two.
Number nine down the backstretch, maybe for the final time today here in Texas. Chase Elliott trying to win this race. As
trouble.
We got car sideways, and that is going to bring out the caution flag. Chase Elliott is going to come off of turn four with the lead.
Chase Elliott will come off of turn four with the win here because that they got back to the start finish line. Chase Elliott will win at Texas Motor Speedway as he takes the victory in the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400.
On the back straightaway, Ross Chastain got a little bit out of shape coming up on the exit of turn two. Tried to block William Byron. Byron hit him in the back bumper. That got Chastain in the fence, and that made for a wild scramble. But it was great news for Chase Elliott. Did not have to battle anyone from that point on. When the yellow lights flashed, Chase Elliott knows he's going to victory lane.
So NASCAR's most popular driver returns to victory lane with his first victory ever here at Texas Motor Speedway. Comes under the yellow flag. It still counts. It's his 19th career win, and it'll be a big fan favorite celebration here today as the guy that sells the most T-shirts and hats and all the other paraphernalia will come home with the W here today, and the siren's now going off probably in Dawsonville, Georgia. And from fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do, and here comes Chase Elliott rolling down the front stretch. The adulation of the fans that stuck through three overtimes today to watch him break a long losing streak.
Man, oh man. Wow. Chase Elliott, Doug, they were steady all day.
Mark,
I mean, they just were steady all day, and he got the job done.
And you think about the big picture here. What a miserable year they had last year. Everything that could go wrong went wrong, from a broken leg to getting sidelined with a penalty, and then you finally come back here and you win, and they've been building toward this, so it's not a shocking win. But Cole Custer, he's got to be extremely satisfied that the dark days are seemingly behind him.
That's going to be one of the biggest wins of his career, shutting all the haters up. You know, all these fans are going down to the guardrail right now. It is amazing. I mean, that was a great finish, and he's going to really enjoy this one.
Absolutely, and Chase has now spun it around so he can go driver's door down the front stretch here at Texas, soaking in all those fans that have rushed to the fence. They want to be part of this, waving to Chase Elliott, and he wants to be a part of it as well. Let's go down to Alan Cavana.
What an up-and-down day for Tyler Reddick. We know he had a good car, capable of winning. You come back, though. What were those last few laps like?
Yeah, I mean, we had control of the restart that mattered, and we didn't execute. Just got focused on the wrong things. All day long, I've been really blocking aggressively the car behind going into turn one, and it really hurt us through the center one and two. So just made bad adjustments at the wrong time, and it gave away the race.
Gave away the race. Tyler Reddick, tough day for the 45 driver, the 45, Brad Gilley.
William Byron, defending his win here at Texas Motor Speedway, ends up finishing third after a couple overtime finishes. William, tell us about the closing laps of that, and then what happened on the backstretch with you and Chastain.
Yeah, I just had a big run, and yeah, I don't. Ross and I always race really well, and I didn't want to wreck him there, but he blocked me late, which is understood. You know, it's racing at the end, but I was already there, and unfortunately, we made enough contact to where it got him squirrely, and it happened. So I hate that happened, but it's the last lap, and yeah, I'm just had the run, so I'm going to take the run. I didn't expect it, but don't want to do that to a fellow, you know, Chevy guy, and we always race really well, so. Happy for Chase and those guys. They did a great job. They executed really well, and they had a good car. And our car we struggled all day, so we just kind of had to fight tooth and nail just to kind of keep our track position and just had a few restarts go our way at the end.
All right, William Byron finishes third here at Texas. Alan Cavana.
In the bright orange car of the 99, Daniel Suarez comes home with a top five. Multiple overtime restarts, though. You had to fight to get up there. What was this race like for you?
Yeah, it was tricky. Honestly, we struggled with our car for some reason. I thought we were going to be actually pretty strong, and we're good in the first round, and then in the green flag cycle, I don't know what happened to the car, that we were super loose. I mean, we went dead last, and then after that, we started making adjustments, and we got the car better, and then we started making progress, and then we got a penalty, and then we went to the back again, and then we started making progress, and then we had another bad stop. Like, it was just not a very clean day at all. It was a good result at the end because the strategy worked out good, and we got a couple good restarts, but we have some work to do. We have to continue to move forward.
An up-and-down day ends on an upswing for Daniel Suarez. Wendy Venturini?
I'm downstairs in Victory Lane with crew chief Alan Gustafson getting lots of congratulations. Alan, if there was a track you would have put on this year's schedule, would it have been Texas to break this winless streak?
No, I'm like completely speechless. I never thought Texas. I mean, this is just a place that we've run good here in the past, but just a lot. I just think back through all the close times we've been to winning and, you know, things have gone wrong, and yeah, just not one of our best tracks. So super proud of all the guys and the fight and perseverance. You know, had a really good car in practice, didn't qualify well, but just fought all day and, you know, put together really, I mean, a flawless race, a lot went our way. So super happy about it. Happy for Hooters and their support. You know, been trying to win with that paint out for a while. So cool to do that. So yeah, great day.
How nerve-wracking was it with all those restarts for you?
Restart after restart after restart. It was, you know, I mean, it's tough, but, yeah, once we got the lead, you know, I think the way it worked out with the 11, we just nipped him in the corner. It's just such a huge deal. And then, yeah, I got the lead there, and I felt pretty good about it. But you just never know. I mean, there's certainly a lot of good competition there that's keep taking a shot at you.
All right, go celebrate with the team. That's Alan Gupstas and crew chief for Chase Elliott, who is on the start-finish line still. We're waiting for him here in the Victory Lane area.
All right, thanks a lot, Wendy Vendorini. He's still down at start-finish line doing his TV obligations, so he'll be over there in a little bit. Today's Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance goes to Mark Garrow. You get the first vote.
Can I split my vote? Sure. You always want to go for the winner. They did the great, obviously the most consistent job, won the race, but Brad Keselowski.
Okay.
I mean, they had a great performance today. And you talk about teams moving in the right direction right now, they certainly are.
I'm going to echo that. I was actually thinking about that. I don't like to give this to the winning team, although they deserved it today. So just like Brad Keselowski, Xfinity Mobile's got you covered with a reliable nationwide network. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile. Let's go ahead and give you a full field rundown here as we wait for Chase Elliott to make his way over to Victory Lane. Chase Elliott wins it. He wins it under the yellow flag when Ross Chastain got collected in a crash on the last lap of the day. William Byron finishes second. Brad Keselowski third. Tyler Reddick fourth. Daniel Suarez fifth. Sixth to Chase Briscoe. Austin Dillon seventh. Bubba Wallace eighth. Ninth to Kyle Busch and 10th, Carson Hocevar.
Joey Logano winds up 11th, Ryan Preece 12th, 13th, Ty Gibbs. Martin Truex Jr. 14th, 15th. Good performance today from Ty Dillon in that colleague racing machine. Noah Gregson 16th, 17th, Daniel Hemric. Chris Buescher 18th, 19th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. And then Kyle Larson, the man who led the most laps today, 77. He winds up 20th.
21st, Kaz Grala. 22nd, Eric Jones. 23rd, Christopher Bell. Zane Smith 24th. Corey LaJoie 25th, Jimmy Johnson 26th, 27th to Austin Cindric. Justin Haley finishes 28th, 29th, Harrison Burton, and 30th was Denny Hamlin.
31st, Todd Gilliland. Ross Chastain winds up in 32nd, the last car on the lead lap. Minus 8 laps, Ryan Blaney winds up 33rd. The rest of these drivers did not finish the race. John Hunter Nemechek will get credit for 34th. 35th, Michael McDowell. Josh Berry, 36th. 37th, Alex Bowman. Austin Hill, 38th.
16 cautions for 71 laps. That ties the track record. Down to Brad Gilley.
Brad Keselowski, man, you almost had a few firsts here today. First win with RFK, first win for Ford this year, first win for Brad in a cup race at Texas, but just one spot short. How was it out there?
Yeah, I mean, we just did a good job of executing with what we had. You know, we don't have winning race cars, and it's frustrating as hell, but, you know, you can still get good finishes by running good smart days and executing on pit road and having great strategy, and I'm proud of our team for doing that here today, Brad.
All right, Brad Keselowski, runner-up finish here at Texas.
But they did it with a strategy call that got them great track position here today, so congratulations. We'll take our last break, come back, and hear from race winner Chase Elliott.
I'm what you might call very good at hide-and-seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super-secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me. My car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO, great service without all the drama.
I'm Richard Petty. As we honor Doug Rice this season, here's another great moment from more than 35 years on PRM.
Elliott Sadler will hold off Casey Kane. Kane makes a move to the outside at the stripe, but Elliott Sadler wins the Samsung Radio Shack 500.
Hey, Doug, congratulations on your retirement. 35 years is a long time to be around. I know you'll still come around and check on us from time to time, so have a happy retirement.
Well, Richard keeps coming to the racetrack and checking up on us. Doug can do the same thing, no doubt about it. And again, today was made a part of the Texas Hall of Fame here at the Speedway, so that was a big deal. Introduced the top 10.
Been a full day here at Texas Motor Speedway. Want to thank Cole Custer, Mark. I really thought he added a lot of insight, man, and he would point out things and they would come to be because he watches it with a racer's eye, and they watch things a little bit differently than you and I do.
Well, they have experiences that you and I have never had before. Cole did a great job for us today. And again, this race, again, started out nice and calm, and it built towards a big finish. And, Doug, it's going to be a very popular deal. Chase Elliott, NASCAR's most popular driver, going to Victory Lane. So in and out of the garage, it's going to be a biggie. Let's go to Progressive Victory Lane and Wendy Venturini.
Chase Elliott climbs out of the car, giving a thumbs up to all of his crew members still on the ledge of his race car. 49 race winless streak, 42 starts for Chase Elliott. Congratulations, Chase. Did you ever think it was going to happen on the calendar here at Texas to break this streak?
No, definitely not here. This has been one of, if not my worst racetrack for a long time. And we finally just kind of had, I thought yesterday our car drove really, really well. And I missed my qualifying lap, which is not unusual for me here. And just got into the race and gotten into a rhythm and thought we were one of the better cars. Wasn't very good on a long run. You know, I would get really free, but there for those short stints, I could go really well. So just the way the race played out, it played out right in our hands.
Mr. H just talked to you in the car on the phone. Kyle Larson down here, Jimmy Johnson down here, many congratulating you. How much relief are you feeling after this today?
A lot, you know, but I'm also just extremely grateful for the journey. You know, it's I've learned a lot about myself and have had a really great group of men to go to battle with. And, you know, we've kind of seen the highs of the highs, and we've been, you know, right down there in the bottom of the barrel and trying to figure out how to run 15th again, you know. So it's just those things define you, that they shape you, they mold you. And if you're ever able to make it out the other side, you end up being better for it. So just I think we have a long ways to go still, but really proud of the day and just glad we could finally get back to victory lane.
How much is this a boost for the future of 2024?
Well, it's like I said, I couldn't be more excited. Just about it's been a tough couple years, you know, it has. And finally got Hooters a win, which was really cool. Got to pay respect to Alan Kowicki there after the race, something I've been wanting to do for a long time. And just really proud of all these guys behind me and everybody at HMS and Rick and all the folks for sticking with me.
Congratulations. Go celebrate. Chase Elliott, the winner here at Texas Motor Speedway.
All right. Thanks a lot, Wendy Venturini. That's the Progressive Victory Lane, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. And, Mark, I didn't pick up on that, but you're right. He's carrying the Hooters colors. That was Alan Kowicki's sponsor when he won the championship, and he did the Polish victory lap at the end.
And Alan did that so that he could see the fans waving to him because the driver's door would be facing the fence, and Chase did that today. A cool thing honoring Alan Kowicki, who we lost a long time ago in a very tragic plane crash, and we always love to have guys honor the guys that came before them.
Fun day here at the racetrack. 16 cautions. That ties the track record. The last one coming on the last lap of the day when Chastain crashed on the backstretch. Just a wild race, unpredictable down to the end. And Chase Elliott gets back into victory lane, guarantees him a spot in the playoffs. And for Hendrick Motorsports, Mark, they just keep on winning.
Five times in the first nine races, Doug. We've had six different winners now in those first nine races. So it looks like we're adding this all up into a very competitive 2024.
Let's thank our great crew here today on pit road. Wendy Venturini, Alan Cavana, Brad Gilley. In the turns, Rob Albright, Pat Patterson. Our engineers, as always, led by Harold Hamrick, David Stiles, and Ben Blevins. Our race day director doing a marvelous job, Laura Beth Barnhart. Sales and marketing led by PRN's GM Jerry Horn, backed up by Jim Fickinger, Hank Lee, Alexis Erickson, Barry Roach, David Stiles, and Caleb Whistler. Head of production is Kent Bernhardt. I'm Doug Rice. We want to thank Cole Custer for hanging out in the booth with us today, and of course, Mark Garrow. MRN has the call at Talladega next week. PRN is back in 2 weeks as we go racing in Dover on Saturday, April 27th. We have Cup Series qualifying, 10:30 Eastern, followed by the Xfinity Series A-Game 200. And on Sunday, we're back with the Worth 400 at 1 p.m. Eastern. For our entire team, congratulations to Chase Elliott, the winner at Texas.
The Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400 from Texas Motor Speedway was presented by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. By Progressive Insurance. Bundle home and auto and save. Visit progressive.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Liberty University. Enter to win one of several scholarships at liberty.edu/24. Brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Xfinity, proud premier partner of NASCAR. By Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to GEICO. By WeatherGuard Truck and Van Storage. The only brand as driven as the hard-working professionals they serve. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. Brought to you by Rheem. Rheem keeps you comfortable with world-class, high-efficiency heating, cooling, and water heating solutions. Visit Rheem.com to learn more. eBay Motors. Burn rubber, not cash, by shopping on eBay Motors. eBayMotors.com. And by Steven Singer Jewelers. Visit IHateStevenSinger.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Another bite of your country favorites. Real Country 1430.
It ain't in a high rise looking for a good time, shutting down the city lights. It ain't in the water floating like a bobber, soaking up that hot sunshine. As good as it gets, no, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dress up, her hair down in a ball cap, yep, yep. As long as I get that sweet little something late night kiss on a plane or train or way back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's where, yep, yep, and that's where it's at. It ain't in a souped-up, shiny red new truck if she ain't to my right. It ain't in a dive bar, tall canopy VR, popping tops, rocking all night. As good as it gets, no, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dressed up, the hair down, and a ball cap, yep, yep. As long as I keep that sweet little something late night kiss on a plane or train away back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's where, yep, yep, that's where it's at. If she ain't to my right. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dressed up, her head down in a ball cap, yep, yep. As long as I get that sweet little something late night kiss on a plane or train away back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's where, yep, yep, that's where it's at. Yeah, that's where it's at. Yep, yep. 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder.
And cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Our break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver oak 1998. Drinking cab in a solo, solo in the cab of my truck. I thought about taking it back to the store, cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe just saw couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Our break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a
solo, solo in the cab of my truck.
Oh, yeah. Good to be right here with you. Cabin of Solo. There is Scotty McCreary. I got Doug Stone coming up in just a bit. Don't forget tax deadline tomorrow. Or did you already get it done, right? Now, everything's got to be in or postmarked by midnight. Got mine in yesterday. Went to the post office. Here. Make sure it gets in time. I mean, if you have to file an extension, you can do that and pay it. But, you know, you're going to pay a little interest if you owe, obviously. Obviously, if you don't owe, you know, I don't know if you get, if they still take away from some of that owing by filing late, maybe. But anyway, there you go. You know, tax deadline tomorrow.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Good years together, we had our first big fight. So she went to her mother's, and I went for a drive. Down an old familiar highway, just a few miles out of town, to that run-down one-room tavern that used to be my stomping ground. Well, I pulled in the driveway, you know it all still looked the same, and I couldn't wait to down a few and hear that jukebox ring. But as I walked in through the doorway, well, there stood some kind of maitre d'. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down and said, may I help you please? And I said, what you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. Well, I look back to the corner where the jukebox once stood around. Some clown was playing records too long and too loud, and it must have been a big mistake to try and speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time, what'd you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on? Everybody wearing suits and ties. From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country
crossed my line. A couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much man that ain't ever let me down. Teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar. And long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart. She was a Carolina blue jean baby. Fire in her eyes that drove me crazy. It was red tail lights when she left town. If I didn't know then, I sure know now. But long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart. Like in diamond rings that football teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar. And long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart. Cause long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart. Like diamond rings and football teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar. And long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart. No, it never broke.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Met a guy on a red eye. He spotted my guitar and said, "What do you do?" I said, "I sing for a living. Country music mixed with a little rock and a little blues." He said, "I'm sorry, but I've never been crazy about that twang and trains and hillbilly thing. Whatever made you want to sing stuff like that?" I just looked at him and laughed and said, "'Cause there's songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me." So I offered him tickets. I said, "You'll see what I mean if you show up tonight." He said, "I doubt you'll change my opinion. I'll be kind of busy, but hey man, I'll try." Then later on when we finished our songs about scars and cars and broken hearts, I saw him. He was standing there right next to the stage and he shouted, "Man, you were right, it was like you sang those songs about me and who I am. Songs
This old highway's getting longer. It seems there ain't no end in sight. To sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. I got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I called the house, but no one answered. For the last 2 weeks, no one's been home. I guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept the woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. I'm much too young to feed this damn old. All my cards are on the table with no ace left in the hole. And I'm much too young to feed this damn old. Competition's getting younger, tougher bronze. You know I can't recall a worn-out tape of Chris LeDoux. Lonely women and bad booze seem to be the only friends I've left at all. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. I'm much too young. This damn old. All my cards are on the table with no ace left in the hole. And I'm much too young to feed this damn old. Lord, I'm much too young to feed this damn old.
We got you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
There